Hello, this is Nelson Olmsted. Today, let's visit a 20th century artist who chooses to work in a 19th century town. My story in a moment, after a word from Clint Gruber and Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Nelson with a portrait of the artist.
Most people in the southern Oregon communities of Medford, Jacksonville, and Central Point know of Eugene Bennett by reputation and will tell you he is an artist. But looking at it in another way, it might also be more accurate to say that Eugene Bennett is a builder. For this southern Oregon man designs works of art in a fashion similar to the way an architect designs a building. Sometimes he works with paint, sometimes with most any material which catches his fancy. If you visit his studio in Jacksonville, Oregon, he might tell you, "Well, one reason I came back to my home country from Illinois in 1958 was because I wanted a chance to work with wood, and there's lots of wood in southern Oregon. And then, too, there was more opportunity here, opportunity to expand, and that's what an artist needs. One thing I needed was room. Plenty of room to move around and to enjoy the freedom of working in large areas. There was loads of room in southern Oregon, and I was finally attracted to Jacksonville, where I found a good piece of property available at the right price." The property Eugene Bennett found in history-conscious Jacksonville included an ancient frame building, which appeared to have weathered just about as much time as it could bear. But Bennett, with the discerning eye of an artist, saw possibilities there. A large portion of the city of Jacksonville, Oregon, once one of the largest, busiest, and rowdiest cities in Oregon, was being restored to its 19th century grandeur. And the old building on Bennett's property? Well, it just might have some historical significance. The artist found an old sign in the basement reading, "Brewery Saloon." His curiosity was aroused. He asked one of the local historians, who said, "Well, yes, there was an old brewery there on the back of your lot. Must have been built more than 100 years ago. Now, in the old days, the breweries used to have their own saloons, you know, so as to market the product and eliminate the middleman. I'd figured that old building served exactly that purpose."
Well, almost by accident, Eugene Bennett had acquired one of Jacksonville's historic structures, the Eagle Brewery Saloon. It was more than a century old and in a sad state of repair, but it would make an ideal studio and could be restored. The artist set to work. He says, "Of course, a lot of basic work needed to be done on the structure, raising the foundations and so forth. But I found the old building was pretty solid after all. It had potential. I could see the second floor as a studio and the ground floor as a gallery." And so Eugene Bennett's architectural talents came into play. Using such unconventional materials as weathered barn boards for interior walls, he breathed new life into the crumbling skeleton of Jacksonville's old Eagle Brewery Saloon. Now the venerable building, which once echoed to the raucous laughter of gold miners, prospectors, and cowboys, houses the quiet industry of one of southern Oregon's leading artists, whose paintings, collages, and sculptures in native wood grace numerous homes and galleries here in Pacific Powerland.